5 o'clock on a Sunday.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is 5 o'clock on a Sunday. Welcome back to another episode of Black Law and Legal Lies.
On the dot,
where
I'm in my
drive. We specialize in giving you all of the information that you seek just in a roundabout way. My name is Dan, and today we'll be covering the mysterious case of Where to Follow Me online.
Wait a minute. Time out.
I am Dan on Drugs.
Why do you sound like that?
Twitter and on Instagram, because this is the tone that they use when something is mysterious.
But you're not.
Or what went awry?
There's nothing mysterious about you.
Follow anyway, the show.
Yes.
All platform
at Black Law Podcast. And you can follow me, Just Dan, on Twitter at I Tell Legal Lies.
And lies, she does tell.
I do not. Only my version of the truth. Thank you.
Something interesting this week. Now, I didn't realize that so we know the CARES Act expired, right? The initial one with the additional, how much was it?
$600
in unemployment. So that expired. And then they did this whole song and dance and came up with the second one.
That particular provision expired, and some other protections like rental and eviction protections.
Right.
Expired.
All that expired. Mm-hmm. But this is news to me that even while it was still in place, they ran out of fucking money. And so the provision or whatever said, we're going to give you an additional $300 on your unemployment.
Well, this was after the fact. This was that executive order.
Right.
That Trump put in place to give people the $300.
Right.
On top.
So people was like, well, okay, that's better than nothing. And then when people went to sign up for unemployment, they was like, sorry, we ain't got it.
Well, this was the crazy thing with that one. But let's go back to that that $600. You know how crazy we're talking. We're in December. There are some people who have yet to receive their unemployment. They applied months and months and months ago, and they still have not received a dime. They've got nothing. Like, I was watching, I think it might have been Headline News, I don't know, one of these news programs, and there's a news reporter in, I want to say it's California, but don't quote me on that one. I cannot remember which state, but wherever she is, they had people who were tweeting her and inboxing her, asking her for help, asking the station for help in getting their benefits. And she started talking to these people and realized that these are people who had applied for unemployment, as I said, months and months ago, and hadn't gotten a call, or had gotten first call, second call, then their applications stalled, you know. So she said she literally was speaking to people, and the station asked them to bring stuff in. And she said this one man brought a whole box full of stuff, set it down in front of her, and literally started crying because, like, we know what's going on. There are people who don't have food, who are relying on food pantries. I mean, there are children out here whose parents are trying to figure out once, because as we said, the CARES Act, certain protections, they actually ended, but via,
you know,
other emergency orders.
Speaking of single mothers out here too that are struggling, did you know that unfortunately the price of pussy has gone down? It's $20 now instead of $40.
You're so stupid.
Pussy is $20 now.
Who's selling for $20? Who was selling for $40? Like,
general.
Where you at? You was on black, what corner?
Come on, the black community, son.
What corner are you on?
You are so out of touch with the black community.
That's the going rate.
Going rate is $40 for pussy. However, during the pandemic, it's gone down.
All I know is whoever's selling it for $40, they real desperate.
That general consensus in the black community is $40.
Who have you been consensusing with?
The black community.
The whole black community.
Which is black Twitter. Black Twitter is the black community. So check your phone, Google $40 pussy.
So and you basically the going rate is for, like I said.
Not now, it isn't. It's 20 now.
I don't know what chicken heads y'all dealing with because $40.
All of them.
They underrated.
All of them. It don't matter who you are. Kim Kardashian, $40.
Whatever. Anyway, So as we said, these protections, they actually ended, but by executive order and other emergency orders, they were put back into place. Well, at the end of this month, those protections are going to end. We have a Congress who is not trying to reach any sort of consensus. The House of Representatives is. The Senate is not.
Right.
That Mitch is McConnell is not that trying is to do anything. But so saying that, if they do not come up with something, then the extra that these people are getting or the extra that they're slated to receive for those who have not yet received it will go away. These protections for evictions will go away. And we're talking 14 million people who could be being evicted.
Let's talk about that right quick, right? All right. So the rent freeze, basically, right? The eviction moratorium that they put into place.
Mm-hmm.
I'm torn, right? What is your stance on somebody racking up $15,000 worth of rent and then next year or at whatever point it's like, where my money at?
You have to pay it. Well, you see, here's the thing. From my understanding, one of the provisions in the new package that they're trying to pass
helps
landlords. They basically, like Congress wants to basically give them money to help them defer what they lost. You know, so basically, maybe this person owes you 15. I want to give you X to try to help you with the money that you lost because you kept this person in their home. Now, a lot of things though. So let me just.
That's going to fuck somebody's. This whole thing is going, while I'm thinking about it, is going to fuck somebody's credit up, if not a lot of people, because.
Well, if people like if somebody actually sends out information about rental or you not paying the rent, which they can't do right now.
Right.
They cannot. But here's the thing about that whole rental assistance and these moratoriums on evictions. They only apply, you know, we did a show about it.
The government. Yeah.
Right. They only apply to people who were on government assistance and
government backed mortgages.
Right. Yeah. Government backed mortgages. So if you think about it, say somebody who is on rental assistance, for the most part, you're not paying the majority of your rent, right? Most of them, you know, they calculate what your ability to pay based on your income. So I know people who are living in apartments or houses that rent for, say, $1,500 a month, but their part of that rent is like $100.
Oh, shit.
Government.
Look, pays man, the I'm going to keep it real. You know people like that.
I do.
I don't associate myself with broke motherfuckers.
You stupid. Anyway, so
I'm just kidding, America. I'm broke too.
I know people who do that. So those landlords who have renters on like Section 8 and housing assistance programs like that, they are getting, the government is still paying them. What they're missing is
that $100 a month
or whatever the renter is actually paying.
So with that, my thought is okay, I'm paying what I can. Let me say that. Let's say my rent is $1,000 a month, and mm-hmm. yo, I'm a service industry worker, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm still coming up off of $250 here, $200 there. I'm right. Anything, but at the end of the year, December 31st rolls around, and I still owe you, let's say $9,000, right? Mm-hmm. So next mm-hmm. year, boom, all of this expires,
mm-hmm.
and you send me out as my landlord. Okay, now I need my $9,000.
Correct.
Fuck a payment plan.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck $9,000, mm-hmm. or you got to go.
Mm-hmm.
So okay, I can't come up with it. I got to go. So
that's
I get
what the
my
government
shit.
Is trying to prevent.
I correct. Get my shit. I move, and then there are the major apartment complexes here in New Orleans. They will report that shit to the mm-hmm. credit agencies. Mm-hmm. So now I went from beginning 2020 with a, let's say a 750 credit score. And
not 600. Nah, it's 530.
Yeah, my credit is fucked. So mm-hmm. now I'm trying to find a new place and they're running a credit check on me. But because I owe my old landlord, thanks to COVID,
mm-hmm.
it's like this shit is going to fuck a lot of people over.
So once again, there are provisions in this new bill that they're trying to pass to prevent all that. It's like, but once again, all this stuff is contingent on Congress. Like, they need to get something done. And the crazy part about it is they're about to recess for the holidays.
I thought they were holding like a whatchamacallit, I forget the name of it, but where they can't recess until they pass this shit.
Nope, they can leave, but they're trying. I mean, they are trying to keep them there until they reach some sort of agreement. What Bernie Sanders is proposing to do, he wants to, like, there's a stopgap spending bill, right? Like, to avoid a government shutdown. But you need 100% of the votes in order to pass it. So
he's trying to hold it hostage.
Basically. So Bernie's like,
go ahead, Bernie.
We gonna shut this mother down.
I like Bernie. So today, what I guess the knowledge that I want to drop with the people, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is for those of you who did receive unemployment. Unemployment to a lot of people, especially this year, is a new thing. Others, they kind of know how the system works.
Mm-hmm.
We see in our line of work, we see a little bit of both.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll have people go file for unemployment and they ask you, do you want to have federal taxes withheld?
Federal, state.
And state, right. Mm-hmm. Most people
say no.
They say no. And honestly,
I'm sorry for laughing.
When you think about it, it's understandable because I lost my job. I need as much money. Yeah.
Correct.
So being that the additional $600
mm-hmm.
on top of the state's
$827. Altogether is what you would have received if you actually were eligible. Right.
So $827 a week, and you tell them to take out zero mm-hmm. as far as taxes are yep. concerned. When you file your taxes at the end, well, next year in 2021,
mm-hmm.
there's a good chance you're going to owe the IRS, correct?
Maybe, maybe not. It all depends on your tax situation, your individual circumstances. So if you are a single person, you have three kids, right? Let's use that. So single person, three kids.
You would typically get back about $8,000 if you made about, let's say, $15,000. Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. So if you earned, and I'm going to say that I'm emphasizing that word, if you earned, meaning if you worked for
and got paid
$15,000-ish and you had three kids who were your dependents, you looking at $7,000 to $8,000 in a tax refund with refundable credits, i.e. earned income credit.
Child tax credit. Wait.
Additional child tax credit.
That's right.
And
hold on, let me guess. Earned income credit, additional child tax credit, and you're withholding. Bam. Look at that, son.
Yep. So you're looking, as we said, between $7,000 to $8,000, right? And I want to, again, emphasize earned, worked, what you were paid for. Unemployment is not earned income. It is not money that you worked for. It is money that your employer puts into a fund for just that situation.
Okay, we're going to have to take a little left turn right here.
What?
I thought the unemployment was from the state. So
what happens is workers' comp is basically a trust fund, almost like Social Security, right?
Wait, what the hell workers' comp got to do with anything?
Unemployment. I'm sorry. I said, boy.
Don't be fucking up my scams that I got going on. Shit.
So unemployment, like you provide, the employer pays into that, right?
Mm.
You pay X amount of dollars. I'm going to have to show you some like payroll. Via payroll, like you pay, you pay whatever you match Social Security. So if your employee pays $500, you as an employer, you pay $500. You match, right? Well, as far as unemployment is concerned, it's unemployment insurance. Like you as an employer, you pay into that, right?
Okay.
So as I said, just for this type of situation, when what happens, like an employee goes into or they file an unemployment claim, unemployment sends you this data sheet to you say,
being the employer.
Correct. Okay. Say is, this person filed unemployment. Do you want to contest it? The reason why they do that is because you are credited or debited against for the employees that are on unemployment.
Okay, say explain that like I'm dumb.
All right, so there, like I said, you pay money into.
I got 10 employees.
As an employer. I can't remember the specific percentage, but you pay money.
I'm going to make it up. So I got 10 employees, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I pay $100. You said it's payroll, right?
Yeah.
So, okay, I pay $100 a month per employee for unemployment, okay?
Let me see. Exactly. Let me tell you, in Louisiana.
Okay, and why do you do that? I got my 10 employees. I'm paying $100 a month in unemployment insurance. Three of them, they're no longer working with me. So they're $247 a week, which is Louisiana's unemployment, max unemployment. That's coming out of the account, basically, let's call it my account that's I've been paying into. So what happens when my well runs dry?
So your well shouldn't run dry because, as I said, it's every employer pays a percentage of whatever, and it's like a trust. It's just like I said. So
I've seen some trust run dry because I'm downsizing. So rather than having 10 employees, now I only have one.
On the balance. And see, so this is what LA Works, that's the
unemployment.
It says, if you are a regular taxable employer, you are liable for taxes only on the first $8,500, $7,700, or $7,000 of employees' wages per calendar year, depending on the balance in the Louisiana Unemployment Trust Fund. So it's a
percentage of the first $8,700.
So you actually pay state and federal unemployment tax, right?
Okay.
So basically, as I said, what happens is all of this gets put in a trust and it makes money.
Interest.
But you are right about this fund and being depleted. This COVID situation actually severely depleted the unemployment trust funds of a lot of states. Like after that $600 ran out and Trump actually did his little executive order thing and said this extra 300.
And then wanted the states to contribute 100.
To pay, right. Yeah. So most states were like, we can't opt in because we don't have the money. Because they had been paying these benefits out for these people. So anyway, as I said, this is not money that you've earned. It's money that has been set aside for you in the case that you are no longer working through no fault of your own.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So because of that, it is income, but it's not earned income, and it does not help when you calculate earned income credit. So picture this. Say you worked from January to March, which is what most people did, right?
Mm-hmm.
And from January to March, say you made, say, $6,000.
$2,000 a month, okay.
Right. So you made six earned, right? That is basically what your earned income credit is going to be based on, the money that you earned. Then you have, the additional child tax credit. That's also going to be based on your income. And it's based on the number of kids that you have, 16 and under, and the amount of money that is makes up your global income. So while most people are used to seeing these $7,000 and $8,000 refund, it's gonna come as a shock to them when they think, okay, I made $15,000-$20,000 when you include unemployment. You know, I made the same amount of money, but my refund is not going to be the same. But my refund is not going to be the same is because part more. The vast majority of that money was not money that I earned.
Right.
Right. So,
in saying that, the people that are used to getting these $7,000-$8,000 checks, let's say 75% of their income consisted of unemployment,
mm-hmm.
they'll be lucky if they get
three-ish. A tax. No. So if you, let's work this out. So most people got, so let's say you got the max, 827, right?
47.
Yeah, 847, right? So how many weeks were they eligible for?
Let's just say 30. Six months? 6 months is 26.
20.
So 26 weeks.
6 times 4 is 24.
That too. Both of them.
All right, so wait, was it 6 months? It was from
March and it expired August 31st, if I'm not mistaken. The initial CARES Act.
Right. So the 600. So right. 5 months. But yeah. I thought it expired in June. Anyway, let's say six. That's for so 847 times 24. Good Lord. That's $20,328.
Okay. So, and that's all on unemployment.
All unemployment.
Oh, but
I hope it was 5 months. I think it was 5 months. Let's hope it was 5 months.
And then the January through March, you said it was made $6,000.
Hmm. Yep.
So
26.
$26,000.
26,3. So once again, but so say that's about right. That's about what I would have made had I worked.
No,
I probably made less than month. That.
Yeah, you would have made less than that.
Because I would have made right at about 15
no, you
to 17.
Made, I mean, going by your example of making 6,000 in.
Oh, yeah. From
we're
March,
talking 2000
from January
a month,
to March.
That's 24 yeah. grand a year.
Yeah. So maybe I wasn't making that because most of the time the people that we see, they make anywhere between 15 and 18.
As far as the highest earned income credit recipients.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, 15 and like 17, depending on how many kids. But we're saying in our scenario, it's three.
Right. Right?
So, yeah. And in that scenario, you're getting about 7,000.
Okay.
Right. That's all earned income credit. Plus, whatever you paid in federal taxes, you get all that back. Plus the additional child tax credit. That's where your $7,000 to $8,000 come in at, because as far as additional child tax credit, you're talking about last year was upped. So it wasn't just $1,000 a kid. I think it was $1,200 per.
Sounds about right. I was gonna say $1,250, but yeah.
Per kid. So, and that's for every kid under the age of 16. Well, right. 16 and under. That's a dependent on your tax return. So yeah, that's where you're eight, sometimes nine.
Okay, but now we're looking at $26,000, mm-hmm. which is, let's say, $8,000 than we would have typically made.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have any withholdings, mm-hmm. and we still got the same three kids.
Mm-hmm.
So we're actually used to seeing those $7,000 to $8,000.
You're looking at three ish. I ran the numbers. So I did some scenarios. I ran some numbers because I kept thinking to myself, if these people, like, what's it going to look like? So I ran that whole, you know, I think I did about $5,000 in earned income credit. And then I did about 14, 15 in unemployment. Ran it with three kids. Well, I actually ran it with two kids just to see. And it came out, earned income credit, you're getting about $3,000 in earned income credit. So if you get additional child tax credit, you're looking quite possibly at half.
So $3,500-ish dollars.
Right.
Now, let's take
Sticker Shop. I got PRD Sticker Shop, man.
That, but let's take the, the single ladies and gentlemen out here who don't have dependents.
Y'all about to get, now that is some situation. That's a situation.
So I'm making, let's say I made the same amount of money, right? $2,000 a month. So I make 24 grand a year. I have my exemptions and all that shit set to where at the end of the year, I might get $50 back when I file my tax return.
Mm-hmm.
Boom. Lose my job in March. I go on mm-hmm. unemployment and I make the same amount as the last scenario. I make right. $26,000, right?
Right.
20 of that is unemployment
mm-hmm.
that I didn't have
federal or state taken right. out of.
So now I'm going to more than likely owe the IRS thousands.
So left, you said single, right?
Single, no dependents.
All right. So we're talking, and you said 26, right?
26 and 20 of its unemployment.
All right. So 26,000 minus 12,500. I think that's what equals. So you're going to pay taxes on $13,500.
Why is that?
Because you have your standard deduction. Your standard okay. deduction is
gotcha.
$12,500. Take that from the your income, your gross right. income, what your taxable income is, $13,500. You're still paying. You are still paying the government because you don't have anything else. So you are by yourself. Say the your rate is about 11%.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
So you're going to be looking at about $2,666.
$1,485.
Oh, shit. Yeah. That too.
$1,485, and keep in mind that's just federal taxes, because guess what you also didn't do?
State.
You did not take state taxes out in the state, in the state of Louisiana. State income tax,
we got like one of the highest.
Is higher. I see this scenario all the time. People get like these astronomical federal tax refunds
and owe the state $500.
Right. And owe the state. It's because in the state of Louisiana, we have a very high income tax percentage, and most people don't pay enough into state taxes. And if you have foregone federal and state taxes, and then you file, and let me tell you right now, not filing a tax return is not an option for you.
they'll file it for you.
Correct. The federal government, and here's the bad part about, and I've said it before, y'all have heard me say it, and I am going to repeat this, especially in this situation, because most people, I have fielded calls already from people asking me if they have to file the unemployment on their tax returns. They think that they don't have to file it.
And again, that goes back to what I said, which is,
most people don't have this experience.
New to a lot of people.
Right. They don't think they have to file it. And then they say, well, can I file it in 2022?
Mm-hmm.
Problem is, you can't. So here's the thing. The IRS is going to know that you received unemployment. They are going to know how much.
That, what was it, a 1099-G that you receive comes from the IRS.
No, it comes from the state of Louisiana.
Right. And the IRS has a copy of it because the state sends them a copy.
Correct. All right. So they have it. They know. And back in the day.
W-2 also.
Correct. Crazy thing is, back in the day, people used to get away with not putting all their income on their tax return. These days, the IRS, and what the IRS would do is they would send the money, and then they would send you a letter saying, hey, you neglected to put some income on your tax return. Now you owe us X, Y, and Z. Most people will laugh. All right, come get it. I already got the money. You know, I'll pay y'all when I pay y'all. Nowadays,
they coming to get it.
Nowadays, they don't even send you
your refund.
Your refund. Okay. Like, your refund would be trapped, and they will send you a letter saying you neglected to put some of your income on there. Now your refund is being held for 60 days. You know, we have to do the 60-day thing while we investigate X, Y, and Z. Or they'll send you a letter saying, hey, send us your income information, because now we need to know exactly what you think you made as opposed to what we know that you made.
Right.
So there's this whole new thing that's open. You just opened up a can of worms by not adding all your income.
So with that, you do have to file your unemployment if you received it.
Mm-hmm.
If you're single and you did not have any taxes withheld, you're fucked.
State and federally.
There was one other thing. It slips my mind now. There was one other thing. Oh, well, one thing you can do, you can file your tax return and not send them a dime. For, like, if you owe them, say, $1,400, like we said, and you ain't got it, still send in that tax return.
Yes.
And, you know, you don't have to send in a $1,400 check with it, because there's two different things. There's filing a tax return, and then there's paying your tax.
Correct.
So a lot of people get
failure to file penalties.
Failure to file, right. Mm-hmm. So if you ain't got it, still file it,
mm-hmm.
and then just go from there. And you can also set up payment plans too.
Right. There are options. The worst thing you ever want to do is disregard the IRS. And in this COVID environment, I am going to hazard to say that the people at the IRS, they're really ticked off. Let me tell you, I've had some conversations that were...
it's because of that stimulus shit.
Look, let me tell you, they are very, very, very angry at the IRS. They were already angry. These days, they are... I said three varies. They're really angry. Like, you get some angry people on the phone because 9 times out of 10, they don't know what the hell is going on, and you expect, you know, them to have all the answers. But I can tell you, as Dan said, file your tax return. Not filing it is not an option. Put all your income on, including that unemployment, because if you do not, you'll wind up in a situation. I have a client right now that, through no fault of her own, neglected to put $39,000+.
How, through no fault, did they get a fucked up W-2?
No, the tax preparer failed to see some information. The client made tips, and the tax preparer failed to notice that. and only put
the wages
on there. So the tips were excluded. And this particular person had made $39,000+ in tips.
Question. When they filed their taxes, right? Mm-hmm. Did they go to this place on Carrollton Avenue in New Orleans?
Could be.
They're known for that. I wish I could think of the name of that place, but they're known for that shit. And so, yeah, they're fucked because
they received a letter from the IRS.
And that's something I think worth sharing here is when you go to these tax, tax preparation companies,
right?
Those companies are not necessarily responsible for anything. You're responsible.
You are 100%.
So like Ann's client, if.
Because you've signed the tax return. You've signed the tax return saying that you evaluated the tax return and everything on it was true to the best of your knowledge. And you received that money. So
that's
in this particular.
That's kind of fucked up, though, because I'm coming to you, a professional, right? Mm-hmm. Let's think H&R Block. That's I think of when I think of these places. You do my taxes and I'm supposed to look at it and say, yeah, that's right. What the fuck do I need you for then?
Right. And that is very valid. You went to a tax professional because you don't know anything and you expect them to.
Right.
But realize that these tax professionals are people too, and they are prone to mistakes as well. I mean, nobody is perfect. So in this case, this preparer was not perfect. They missed something to the tune that this person, and what's crazy is this person, as I'm talking to her, tells me I kind of knew something wasn't right because I've never gotten a tax refund that big before. But you never stopped. You know, in Domino's, we say all money ain't good money. But you looked at the $7,000+ that you received and said, oh, I just fell into the gravy. Now.
Well, in their defense. Tax laws change. Shit changes. The average person doesn't keep up with. Again, this is why I'm coming to a professional.
Oh, yeah. Oh, like I said, all valid. Now she has a letter, though, from the IRS that basically says, not only do you owe us what we paid you, you owe us interest and penalties. Plus, because had the return been done right, instead of receiving a refund,
she would have owed.
She would have owed them. So now on top of what I gave you, now you have to pay what I gave you plus what you owe plus interest and penalties.
Man.
To the tune of almost $10,000.
And that's how these places, these H&R Blocks and all of them are like that. Mm-hmm. You are responsible. See, in my personal opinion is, well, I have lots of personal opinions. Oh, one of them is these companies should be 100% responsible for the tax returns that if
you need to lobby human, your congressman.
Yeah, if they're human and they make a mistake, I get it. But if I make a mistake, I have to pay for that mistake.
Correct.
So and, if and you make a mistake, you should have to pay for that.
100% you need to lobby your because what happens in this case is if you're a reputable company, you will take some liability. So, you know, maybe whatever you charge them, you give back to them.
What? $99 or
and,
whatever?
And on top of that, you pay the penalty and the interest, whatever that may be. But the actual money, because you received it, you have to pay it. Something else, you know, I'm always stressing about reading what you're signing. Most of us do not. All of these tax preparation places, they have you sign a client service agreement. And in most of those client service agreements, I would hazard to guess that there is a clause about
if we
liability.
Fuck up. Right.
Right.
They call that errors and omissions insurance, which you should have, ladies and gentlemen, if you have a business.
But anyway, so as we said, to recap, file your taxes, file them on time, even if you owe and don't have the money to pay, because you are actually going to suffer more if you don't. Unemployment is fully taxable. Unemployment, let me say this again, is fully taxable, but it is not earned income. So you do not receive earned income credit.
Let's throw the stimulus in here. I mean, I know that it will fall under the same thing as unemployment, but right. For the people who don't, the stimulus you received, between 12 and however much $100 mm-hmm. you got, mm-hmm. that is taxable income, but it is not earned income.
No, actually, government is not going to tax you on that.
Interesting.
Yes. So government is not taxing you on the stimulus, but for you people out there that have not received it or were ineligible in tax year 2019 or 2018, when you file your 2020 tax return, you may be eligible. So what the IRS is saying is if you were ineligible last year, but your income dropped, you know, if you were ineligible because of income limitations, right? And your income dropped.
Mm-hmm.
You file your 2020 tax return. It's still out there. This whole stimulus payment is still on the books. So what will happen is if you are now eligible, you will receive it.
Along with your tax refund.
Correct. You will receive it.
And that's another thing too. I mean, actually, we're going to turn this into a series. The next episode is going to be more taxes, but be aware of how much your tax refund is, because I was shocked at how many people don't really know how much money they're getting. So student loan debt, right? You owe student loans. The IRS will take that money out of your tax refund. Mm-hmm. And you might be missing $1,500, and mm-hmm. you're like, some people might be oblivious, and mm-hmm. some people are like, yo, where the fuck is my money at?
Right.
This, that, and the other. So pay attention to how much you're getting back. But next week, ladies and gentlemen, what we're going to cover is the golden egg. That's what I like to call it. I like to call it the golden egg. And let me tell you, people, you're going to love this. If you're smart and you know how to use the tax laws, the Schedule C. Schedule C. Let me tell you.
Boy, say the golden egg, really?
That I paid $700 in taxes last year and I made $14 million. Schedule C. This has been another episode of Black Law and Legal Lies. Keep up with us on all social media platforms at Black Law Podcast, as well as YouTube. Leave us great reviews, the greatest, the biggest, the bigliest reviews.
The bigliest?
Bigliest. My name is Dan. Keep up with me. Twitter, IG at I am Dan on Drugs.
And you can follow me, just Dan, on Twitter at I Tell Legal Lies.
Peace.
Later.